26. The mysterious $5,000 bet sent to Andrew Johnson. May 8, 2009. Some time ago, I had an email exchange with someone and posted part of it on a web page here on this site. For some reason, this person didn't seem happy with what they had written and asked me to remove it. I complied, as I didn't know enough about this person to decide what their motivation was. Today, this same person contacted me again, and after a fairly normal exchange where this person followed the usual pattern of making disparaging remarks and ignoring evidence, they seem to be making a bet for $5,000. Wow! Was this another Ace Baker in the making? The email exchange is reproduced below. Why did he respond again after I had said I would report him for spamming me? H, isn't it strange this person thinks I should trust him when he went back on his word, contacted me soon after saying bye. 2. He ignores evidence. 3. Offers me a bet of $5,000. Does he think I respond to those emails from Nigeria? Further considerations analysis. This person starts off by saying, "You seem like a nice man. I listened to a few of your interviews online." However, later he says, "I submit that your 9/11 pursuits are really about exploiting a tragedy for your own personal gain, fame, money." So, am I a nice person or not? The query makes me sound like a pretty amoral and nasty person. So why the switch in opinion? What changed me from seeming nice into seeming amoral? What evidence is there that I am after fame or money? People looking here, http://tinyurl.com/911dvdsc, probably the cheapest DVDs on the internet. Do I have any links to any books I have published? Note, this book is being sold at cost price. Do I charge a lucrative fee for international talks? Are there any adverts on my website? People who know me understand if I give a talk, I request only a fee to cover expenses, and have actually spent thousands of pounds of my own money on attempting to deliver information to people, or I make it easily available. Am I famous? Well, not when I last checked the similarity to the Ace Baker challenge. At this point, it is worth mentioning the similarity of this bet to the Ace Baker challenge. This ploy can be effective at sucking people in if they don't think clearly. Does the issue of evidence reduce to bets over money? Are court verdicts decided by a bet? How much betting is there in real scientific analysis? Though some of us suggested John Hutchison not take up Ace Baker's, he did actually do this, and on November 1, 2008, he levitated a wrench. This person said, "Ace Baker a complete ninny." No further comment necessary. So why is this person adopting a similar tactic? Why is he behaving in a similar manner? People may wish to research the stunt which Ace Baker pulled on a radio show in early 2008. The only thing I did was to ask him to talk about evidence. Instead, he chose to reduce the issue to one of personalities and money. Does this person think I can predict the outcome of the legal case? I am sure of the evidence, and what it indicates, but the implications of it will shred all of our current institutions' reasons for existence. And in the case of John Hutchison, he could control the outcome of his experiment, because he knows how to set the equipment up, how to operate it, etc. This is a much different scenario to gaining a criminal conviction. Indeed, the initial signs are heavily weighed against a successful outcome. For a start, only 4 or 5 legal cases related to 9/11 have been brought. Also, anyone who looks at the progress of Dr. Wood's case so far is not given a cause to have high hopes, The judge's ruling, in line with what is discussed here, simply ignored most of the evidence, misquoted things and made disparaging remarks. The ruling even included reference to the moon landings and the JFK assassination, which have little or nothing to do with the evidence discussed here, though questions can, of course, be legitimately raised about those topics as well, once separate evidence is gathered and analyzed. A reminder, the evidence to be explained. As a summary, it is worth reminding ourselves that in all of this, whether Andrew Johnson is a good person, a bad person, confident or not confident of winning a bet, some of the reasons have already been touched on above. Whether the bet is increased to $10,000 or $1 million, there is still the evidence to be explained. A list of questions to be answered and a set of accompanying photos has been posted by Dr. Judy Wood. Whether this person is part of an orchestrated campaign to remove the focus from this evidence, or whether they are just doing their own thing for their own reasons, does not change the evidence which has to be explained. The problem is that the general conclusions that Dr. Wood and I have placed on the table really are profound indeed. They are so profound, I would contend, that not only is it impossible for organized institutions to deal with them, many individuals will also be unable to deal with the consequences. This again means that the only alternative is to consider the evidence for oneself, and if you cannot agree with the conclusions outlined here and elsewhere, then you are not required to do anything. If you do agree, then perhaps you will see a world of opportunity, as I tried to illustrate here 253, and can therefore decide on your own way forwards.